So let's start with the Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph. There are three salient points over here on Daf Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, right? I mean, other than the Mishnah itself, which obviously goes through then the Gemara is like this. The first sugya, the first Amud Gemara, is dealing with what is the source for brachas. What do we know in the Torah that you have to make a bracha? So the Gemara tries to learn it out of Kodesh, Hilulim, Lashem. The Gemara wanted a taisha to mean Hilulim. You have to make two brachas. Hilul is Lashon Rabim. One Hilul before, one Hilul afterwards. Bracha Yishayin and Bracha Achrayin. The Gemara's problem with that was that it is, we need it. It's not extra. We need it either to say achale v'hadar achale, that you have to do chilul on netar avai, and the Gemara went through keren avai, netar avai, kaval chaymers, all sorts of exciting stuff. And the Gemara said that the, even after all said and done, the Gemara said even if the dust would settle and we would be able to learn out, we would only be able to learn out the types of fruits and vegetables that the pasuk is talking about, which is the grapes or shivas haminim at best, but we would have no source for vegetables, and we would certainly have no source for meats and other things which are shahakal. So therefore the Gemara says this is a dead end, and this is certainly can't be the source. So what is the source? The maskana of the source is a svar. Svar asla adam lohanas ben oilem azeh b'lai bracha. It's also to have enough from this world without making a bracha. We discussed test number two. The maskana is that the makar is from svara shasla hanas ben oilem azeh b'lai bracha. Number three, the Gemara then used another terminology, ma'al. If you take from Elam Zeb without a bracha, it's me'ila, it's stealing. It's like you're stealing from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And we spoke, in our shir, we discussed that if that's the case, that any time you take from Elam Zeb without a bracha, it's like stealing, or it's me'ila. So is there ever a situation where you're allowed to eat without a bracha? What if a person is pata from making a bracha? He's an einin. Why is he allowed to eat? What? He's not allowed to steal. What if a person is an einis? He's stuck in a place where you can't make a bracha. He's in a place where there's a davar matunaf, is you can't make a bracha, or there's priests around him, so it's also to make a bracha. In all the situations you can't make a bracha, there also is it also to eat. We also discussed, what about a suffix? So it's a suffix bracha, so you can now make a bracha, so now what? Are you now allowed to eat? Because you might be eating without a bracha, you might be stealing, you shouldn't be able to eat any suffix. So l'maisa, we said that this svara of aslad lohanas min adam hazeb le bracha is predicated on your chiyuv. If you're mechuyev in a bracha, then it's also to be nehenem in adam hazeb le bracha. But if you are not obligated, whether it's because you're an einus or whether it's because you are putter, you're an einain, then there's no isra as well. Likewise, the rishonim said there's a mechuyev rishonim by a suffix. Some rishonim truly said that by a suffix you taka have to make a bracha because you're not allowed to eat without a bracha. But we hold that halacha lemaisa is that anytime you have a suffix, you do not make a bracha, because being that it's a suffix, you're not obligated, because suffix brachas lahakol, and therefore you don't have a problem of asla and panas min adam zeb lebracha. That was lamed hamid al. Lamed hamid beis. Yes, that's also a suffix. That qualifies as a suffix as well. Yeah. Okay, next. Lamed hamid beis. So the Gemara, this was mostly Agadat Gemara. It was the first Gemara, the one Agadat Gemara that everybody should remember is the Gemara of Rabbi Shimon Nechai and Rabbi Shmuel. The Machlokes is whether should we be going to work or should we not be going to work? Should we feel guilty about the fact that we're going to work or not? So the Machlokes, Rabbi Shimon ben Yechai, held that a person really should ideally not go to work. Ideally, a person should rather sit and learn, and his work should be done by other people. And if we're going to work, that's a sign that something's wrong with us. And Rabbi Shmuel said, no, the Torah wanted us to go to work, the Torah wanted to learn and wanted us to go to work. And the Gemara said many people tried to do Rabbi Shimon Yechai and they were not successful. And most people do Rabbi Shmuel, a situation that still exists today. And at the time we discussed what exactly are they arguing about, how could they have such a machlokes, Rabbi Chaim Lozhner, Nafsh Chaim, and a whole explanation of what that meant, but not for now. The next Agadat Gemara over there was Rabbi Brachana b'shem Rabbi Yechanan. It said that Darius Yushainim used to make terasa on keva, mlachta on arai, and zubazun is kind of yodan. They had success in their work and they had success in their learning. And nowadays we do mlachta on keva and terasa on arai, and we don't have either. Another important Gemara. Then the Gemara went into halacha. The one Gemara wanted to know, number three, why is wine kevea bracha la'atzmai? Why is wine make a better gafen? And why is it different? Why is it ha'ez? Why isn't it ha'ez like everything else? So the Gemara said, you're going to say maybe because you changed it, and by changing it, you made it better, so it needs a new bracha. The Gemara says, Shem and Zayis, you make ha'etz, even though you changed it. The Gemara goes back and forth, and the maskana says, Gemara, the reason why wine has its own bracha is because it's sayed u'mesameach. Soy, it fills you up. Umisamech, and it makes you happy. Soy, the Gemara says, it's only if you drink a little. If you drink a lot of wine, and it makes you very hungry, like we all know. And so if you drink a little bit, and it makes you soy, and samech, therefore that's why they made its own bracha. But the Gemara says, if so, you should have to bench, you should have to make berachas hamazon. The Gemara said, no, you only make a berachas hamazon when you kaveh a suda. And you're not kaveh a suda on wine. Then the Gemara starts the suda of shemen. Shemen zayitz, and make a berapia eitz. And the Gemara first said, how could it be, if you drink it alone, it's mazik. Rashi understood that means that it's mazik, you do not make a bracha at all. If you eat something which is mazik you do not make a bracha at all. Something which is very important as we go along. If you eat something which is dangerous, which hurts you, it does not require a bracha at all. The Rambam said that if you eat something which is mazik it does require a bracha, it's just not a ha'etz, it's a shahakal. No matter what, you make a shahakal. Even if it's a hamaitzi, if it's mazik you make a shahakal. That was the Machlokes Rashi and Rambam. So that was the first statement of the Gemara. Then the Gemara said, what's the situation where you could be eating shemen? Anything you mix it with, if you eat it with bread, it'll have ikar pas tafla. Shulchan Aruch passing, I believe, like the Rambam. Shulchan Aruch is like the Rambam, yeah. Sorry? Yes, you have to be nehenna from it. Right, that was a discussion we gave a shiur about drinking raw eggs. Do you make a bracha on that? If a chazen, yeah, sharatzin, a chazen drinking raw eggs. So that was a whole shmooze, a bunch of different cases. So what else? Then we spoke about that later. That was a little negel later. We spoke about if you eat margarine, a stick of margarine, it's going straight into your veins, your arteries, and plugging you up. Very bad for your health. Well, do you make a bracha on that? Nah, that we'll get to. Okay, anyway, so the Gemara said, what's the case? It's Iker V'Tafel. Where is it here where you'll make a bracha on Shemen? That was the end of Lamed Hey Amid Beis. So we just covered Daf Lamed Hey. These were the points of Daf Lamed Hey. Next, Daf Lamed Vav Amid Al. There's a lot more halacha going on. So the Gemara comes out of Maskana. The case of Shemen is where you mix it with anigroin, right, which was a fruit, basically a soup. You mix it with a vegetable soup. So you mix oil into your vegetable soup. And the Gemara said, it's talking about someone who has a sore throat. So he put in a lot of oil into his vegetable soup. Therefore, the oil is the ikar, and you make a bar priya eitz on the shemen zayis. The maskana, there was a machlokes rishonim. What exactly is it that made the shemen the ikar? Is it the fact that you have a sore throat? And in order to have a refuah, you need the oil. Therefore, the oil is the ikar. That was one sheet of rishonim. Other rishonim said, no. That was just a way to define the recipe. That was a guy who has a sore throat, puts a lot of oil in, and once you put a lot of oil in, it becomes the ikar. But we don't really care why you're drinking it. That makes no difference. That doesn't play any role. Whether you're drinking it because you like it, whether you're drinking it because of refuah, the main thing is you put a lot of oil in. That's what makes it the ikar. So the machlokes is this. Does your kavana make it the ikar? Because you want the oil because it's refuah? Or does the recipe, does the proportions make it the ikar? That's the machlokes is shining. So that's the maskana sagamar. And the Gemara says, what is the chiddush? After all said and done, what's the chiddush? The Gemara says, the chiddush is that even though you're drinking a l'refuah, I would have thought you don't make a bracha, because refuah doesn't require a bracha. No, you're having hana, you make a bracha. And Taisa deduces from this that anything that you drink l'refuah, as long as it has some hana, it has some geshmak to it, you make a bracha. So we discussed at the time that this doesn't mean that if you take cherry-flavored Tylenol, that you would make a bracha on it. And that's for a different reason. That's because we don't consider that to be a food. We don't consider that to be food. It's not really royal achila. Why is it not royal achila? Because it's not designed to be a food. It's designed to have a good taste, you know, to help you get it down. It's not designed for nutrition purposes at all. And Tums possibly has become somewhat of a candy, yeah, or vitamin C candy, right? These type of things which are designed to be a food that you make wrong. Something which is not designed to be a food at all, that's not considered a food. Tyson is referring to stuff that was really a natural product that people used to eat little fool. The mushroom cod liver oil. They used to force kids to eat this cod liver oil. It tasted horrible. So that was a natural product. It was eaten l'refua, but it tasted very bad. So it was loy mishani minei. Didn't have anah, so you don't make a bracha on it. If they nowadays would make kids drink orange juice l'refua every morning, so even though they're doing it solely l'refua, but it has a good taste, that's Tyson's discussion. Our medicines are just not food at all, so you don't make a bracha no matter what. Okay, that was Tyson's. Now halacha l'maisa. What's the halacha l'maisa shemen? Number 3. Halacha lemaaser mechaber siman reish beis sivdal. All the bolded parts over here are all the mechabers on the gemaras. So mechaber siman reish beis siman sivdalid shemen zayis. If you drink it meuriv and make silka with beet juice, excuse me, shalzay is any mazik, then it's not mazik you. Adarapu moil lagarin, it's good for your throat. Im hu chayshish begroina, if you have a sore throat, habale shemen ikar, then the shemen is an ikar. Bavarachal abayir priha eitz. Afilim an igrin arayv mishabura, even if the igrin is ripe. So clearly the mechaber paskins that the determining factor is your kavana, not the proportions. Fakir. Even if the proportions are that the nigrin is the rive, which doesn't depend on that. All it depends on is if you're drinking it the refuah, and the mechaber makes it very clear. In mechaber lachila, if you're drinking it because you're hungry, mevarach al nigrin shahakol, you make a shahakol on that nigrin. And there's a question: why don't you make adama on that nigrin? It's talking about a vegetable soup, and vegetable soups are generally adama, but we haven't gotten up to that sugi yet. When we get up to that sugi, we'll discuss why it is that a nigrin is shahakol, it should really be adama. But in any case, that nigrin is deker, so that's the point that mechaber passing like dashi to shushainim, that is tully in your kavana, not in the proportions. It could be either. It could be either. It might make a difference in terms of flex, right? Also something we have to get to. Yeah. If for sure goes, you need a hana. Hana is haguf or hana is hagarin, either one. Tastes good or feels good. That's where you're getting into that other discussion with the eggs, the raw eggs. That's not on the sheet. That's beyond the scope. It's not food. It's not food, but cloud. It's not royal achil. Not considered royal achil. People don't consider it a food. So it's dangerous. I mean, you can't eat a lot of it. It's not meant to be eaten. Then it goes into this discussion. That's right. Okay, next. Four. Then the Gemara discussed Kim Chedachiti. So there was Rishonim first. Machlokes, what exactly is Kim Chedachiti? Are we talking about good old flour, or are we talking about some granola type of flour that they first roasted the kernels and then they made it into a flour? It doesn't really make such a difference lahalacha. But that was the Machlokes Rishonim, what the Gemara is talking about. Rabbi Yehuda says Zbayar Piyadama. Rabbi Nachman says Shakol Nibidvarei. Why does Rabbi Nachman say Shakol Nibidvarei? Because it's Yesh Lo Luya Achrenu Bepas. You've switched it into a stage where it's not meant to be. Now, it could be eaten raw, but if not, if you change it, it's really meant to be changed into bread. You stop midway, loses its bracha. And the Rishonim, like I said, have this machlokes, if it's talking about real flour or about this kloyes flour. So then that's what Gemara says. Now, this is Negea by dough. Anytime you want to eat dough, this is that's what it is, because dough is flour. I mean, you mix it with water, but that's still a lot of flour. And whatever the maskan is, if you make hadama or hashahakal, we'll see in a moment, that's going to be what the halacha of dough is. There are those that say that eating dough is kashal shikha. Your mother never told you that? When you wanted to steal some dough? Whenever you wanted to steal some cookie dough, she says, kashal shikha. Makes you forget, you're learning.
Wait, is that what your mother, like what the mother say?
I think that seems to be the sole makar for it. So, so it's definitely very it's suspect, yeah. Okay, number five. The Gemara says, what? Etc. Yeah. Number five, Kimcha the Sa'iri. Barley flour, you for sure make a shahakol because it's not good for you. And the Mara said, you would have thought since it's not good for you, it causes you to get sick. You shouldn't make any bracha at all. Kamash Malan, since you enjoy it, you make a bracha. So here's where you see that even things which are dangerous to your health, but they don't taste bad, but they're dangerous to your health, like a diabetic eating a huge chunk of cake, right? Or all of us, like I said, putting down a bucket of Crisco is bad for our health, but if it tastes okay, mix some sugar into it, whatever, you would still have to, everybody's cringing, you would have to make, you still need to make a bracha. Number six, halacha lemaisa, the mechabrin simon reish ches, siv hey, paskins, that you always make a shahako on kemach, it doesn't make a difference what type of kemach it is. Even regular bread or flour or kemach shokloyes, you always make a shahako. And even on regular flour, which is highly unedible, but still, you could get it down, so you make a shahako. So the bottom line is that on all forms of flour, barley flour, regular flour, oatmeal flour, grits, any form of ground up wheat, you make a shahako. Slice, you roast it and then you ground it up. It's like a granola flour. Number 7, Pura. The next sugya the Gemara talked about was hearts of palm. Rav Yehuda said it's Bari Adama, and Shmuel said it's Shehakol. So the Gemara started off saying that the reason the Sefer Lahakshas is going to get hard, then the Gemara fell off of that. And the Gemara said that the reason is because Lenate Adate Hachi, people don't plant hearts of palms for harvesting hearts of palm because it ruins the whole tree. So the Gemara says, we have this caper bush that has two parts. It has the capers, which are the flowers, and it has the fruit, which are called the avyainis, and you make a ha'etz or adama on the capers, or ha'etz on both. So the Gemara says, nah, there it's not the adaita d'shneim. You have really both in mind, but over here you do not plant it in order to harvest the hearts of palm. And Tysus learned out from here that this is the true of anything. Anything that you plant and you harvest the part that the plant was not planted for that purpose, you do not make a hadam, you make a shahakal. One of the mashalim, I thought, I'm not 100% sure, but I thought that grape leaves, I don't know if the grape plant is planted to harvest the leaves. It's possible that it is, but as you're talking, at least at some point it wasn't, and they do the plant for the grapes, and then as a byproduct, they use the leaves, they're able to market it. So maybe that would be not a, according to this, it wouldn't be a hadama, but you would have to find out the mitzvahs. So anyway, that's the yisoid of this gemara. The yisoid of this gemara is that any byproduct of a tree, if a person, you pull off a leaf of an oak tree and you decide to use it in a dish, it will be shahakal, it will not be hadama, because the oak tree is not grown, it's not natted, it's not made to harvest the leaves, or and any such example. Halacha l'maisa, number 8, the Mechaber and Siman Reish Dalet Sif Aleph paskins that the bracha on hearts of palm is shahakal. We paskin like Shmuel, but the Zman Azeh, this even Mishmur does not say this, but this just happens to be in Sias. The Zman Azeh that we know they plant full fields of hearts of palm for the purpose of harvesting them. Certainly, it's not the Dehachi, and the bracha is Ber Pi Adama. Richard found the Psaka of Heinemann, you make Ha'etz, but that's Das Yom. So the Rav Paiskim say, you make Adam. Hearts of palm, you make Adam. Number 9, last thing on Lamed Vav and Aleph, was Tzlaf of Arla. The Gemara went through his whole sugi, if it's this Tzlaf back to the caper bush, or if it's Arla, in Chutz La'aretz, you have to throw away the Athionis, which is the fruit, and you're allowed to eat the Kaprisin, which is the capers, because the Kaprisin are not considered the fruit. So the Gemara then asks, it says you make a Bar Pri'etz. The Gemara says Rabbi Kiva is chaylik on that. Rabbi Kiva says you don't make a Bar Pri'etz, and even though normally we don't pass it like Rabbi Kiva, in Chutz La'aretz by Arla, we're Mekel, and we go like the Dazir and Mekel, and therefore we consider it, we don't consider it the fruit, and it's not Arla. That was the end of the Halam Vav Manal. The Halam Vav Manabay is the Gemara had almost the whole Amid was busy with, why don't we say it's true, it's not the fruit, but it should be Arla for a different reason. It should be Arla because it's a Shaimer Leperi. And the Gemara then went into a big discussion as what qualifies as a Shaimer Leperi. The Gemara said, maybe the Maskan of the Gemara was that only something that when you take it away and the fruit dies is considered a Shaimer Leperi. And these Kaprisin, these capers, even if you remove it, the fruit does not die. Whereas other flowers of fruits, if you remove the flower, the fruit does die. So that's what it depends on. To be a shomer, it has to be that if it gets removed, the fruit will die. And that's not the case over here. Therefore, it's not chayv in Arla. Now, what's important about this Gemara is that Tysus learned from this Gemara a number of dinim. The Gemara, Tysus deduced that whatever is the halacha by Arla is the halacha by brachas. If something's chayv in Arla, that means it's a fruit, and therefore it's ha'etz. And if it's not chayv in Arla, it's not. So the Gemara said that the pits of fruits are chayv in Arla. So I said the pits of fruits are either ha'etz or hadama, depending on what it is. A watermelon seed will be hadama. A sunflower seed will be hadama. If you were to eat orange seeds, or orange pits, or apple pits, if they, you know, I don't think they've ever made anything out of it, but were they to make or roast any of those, they would be ha'etz. That's what Taisa said. That's what I deduced. That was one thing that I deduced. The second thing that I deduced is the Gemara says that except for grapes, all other fruit, as soon as they start to sprout, they're already chayv and arla. Mishi yitziu. Probably known as Mishi yitziu. So Tzai says, if so, all fruits, as soon as they sprout, you pick it off, you pick your apple off the tree this big, you make a very pre-eighth on it. That's what I deduced. That's what I two halachas he deduced. Now, in Shulchan Aruch, this is what happens. Number 2. Halacha l'maisa. The Habachaber and Siman Reish Beis Siv Beis says as follows. Kol Ilanis Mevarach Al-Prish Laham Bar Pri'eitz Miyad Mashiyatu. All trees, you make a Bar Pri'eitz on the fruit as soon as it sprouts, but Bilvad. only if it's not too bitter or not too tart. If it's too bitter and too tart, that's pashut unedible, then of course you don't make a broth. But if it is edible, even like that, which means it could be eaten, it's very, very bitter, like a crab apple, it's very, very tart, but it is edible, you make a berpriet. Mishaburah says that lamaisa, if it's so bitter that most people would not want to eat it, even if it is technically edible, you should make a shahakal. But if you took that and cooked it, then you make a ha'ayit. So if someone took a half-grown apple, picked the apple off the tree, and then cooked it in a recipe, made a compote out of it, and by adding sugar and honey and stuff, you made it edible, you would make ha'ayit. Whereas, if you were to pick it at a point where it's totally unedible, right, you picked it off that no one would eat it, even cooking it won't make ha'ayit. So here's the rule. As far as like this, if it's totally unedible, it's not considered a fruit at all. So we don't care what you do. You cook it, you throw sugar at it, honey, that's not going to make it into a fruit. Once it reached a point where it's edible, so then Mechaber says you make our eight. Shura says, Paiskim holds you shouldn't make our eight because it's not so geschmack to eat. But it is a fruit, so as long as you cook it and make it edible, you've taken the problem away, then you would make our eight. I didn't think of too many examples where this would be relevant, but one place where it is relevant, I think, are cranberries. Cranberries are not eaten raw. They're very, very, very tart. You ever try to bite into a raw cranberry? I don't think anybody eats them raw. Right? They're fruit. But you, technically, the halacha should be that you make ha'etz on them. Cranberries grow from year to year. They're really ha'etz. So cranberries, you technically should make ha'etz on them. But that's what it would be. If it's so, so bitter and tart that most people wouldn't eat it, so if you eat it raw, you would make a shahakal. But once you cook it, and you which is what's done with it, you cook it and you add sugar to it or honey, and you make this cranberry jam with the pieces in it, then you make bites. And that's the reason why, because being that it was a fruit, yeah. It's not because it's half grown. Yeah, right. It's not because it's half grown. But it's the same idea. Same concept.
That's like a difference. He talks about that later on.
Right.
Pumpkin or that.
Correct, right. That's the sugya that's by Adamus, right.
More of that sugya, right?
True, true. That's what would be more relevant to it. I'm just giving an example of somewhere that you have that metzias, that it's something that's very tart, and by cooking it, it becomes edible by adding honey. Okay, next. That's number two. Number three. The Mechaber and Siman Reish Beis of Gimel says that on Garine Paris you make a berpriates. So if you eat pits of fruit, you make a berpriates. And if they're not royal achila, if they're totally not royal achila, then they're not considered a fruit. Excuse me. And a fill a miskon, even if you made them sweet by cooking them or by roasting them in sugar or whatever, you still only make a shahakal. And the Mishnah Berurah, it says b'shem the goyim and other achrayim that no. That the pits of fruit, even if they are edible, are not ha'eitz, they're ha'dam. We never went into this. I don't know if I gave shiur on this because it was already getting very involved. I mean, I give a lot of shiur on this topic, but this is a very fascinating thing. That the sheet of the Moshe Bura and the guy. In other words, we have a fruit here, and we have its pits, and the pits are part of the fruit. And the only reason why you would make any bracha on it is because it grows on a tree. Yet, so the Mechaber says you make ha'etz, makes a lot of sense. It's edible, it's part of the fruit, you make ha'etz. The guy in the Mishmur says you make ha'adama. Where would ha'adama come from? Why would it be ha'adama? It's either charcoal or ha'etz. Why would it be ha'adama? This is the whole concept of secondary products of trees. Because you can't really say le'natia dati ha'chi because it's part of the whole fruit. How can you say le'natia dati ha'chi? It's part of the what's meant to be grown. So it's a discussion for itself, which we never got into, of secondary products of fruit that have a different halacha, whatever the lumbus is. It's an interesting idea. The peel is a that's where that's part of it. Ties into this. Yes, it ties into this. Well, a secondary product of a fruit, which is not the main product of a fruit, is also a reason it should knock it down a rung. Not knock it down to shackle, but it knocks it down a rung. It's a whole new idea. It's similar to le'natia dati ha'chi, but le'natia dati ha'chi we know makes something shahakal. Because it wasn't planted for that purpose. You pull up a leaf of an oak tree, you make a shahakal on it. Not a dhamma. What?
Is it better or worse than a shahakal?
That's the discussion. That's what you're saying about orange peels. That's where this thing becomes really negated. That I did talk about, right?
So there's a distinction between a grape leaf because it's not actually part of the grape.
It's not,
and
seed. It's part of the grape, so it's really not the adhita hafi. It was planted for this purpose, but it's not the main thing it was planted for. So then it doesn't go down to shahakal. It gets knocked down one rung.
Because the grape leaf goes all the way down to shahakal.
That's right. Possibly. Next, number five, the next thing that was on, one more thing. Four, halacha lemaisa, the Mechaber and Siman Reish Beis of Vav, paskins that kafrisin, which are capers. Mavarach bar priyadam, you make a bar priyadama. Mishnah Berurah says that b'diavad you yotze even if you make a bar priyates. So if you pop capers, because it reflects in the Gemara, it's a question how to paskin. Rabbi Eliezer said it was right, so Rabbi Kiva said it's dama. And there's machlokes v'shoyin what we should do. Should we go with Arla? Should we not go with Arla? That was a machlokes. So we paskin that sabi brach, we make a dama, but b'diavad you make a yotze yotze. Number five, palpalin, which are peppercorns, those black little balls, and zangvil, which is ginger. It depends. If it's dry, you don't make a brach at all, and if it's moist, you make a bar pri adama. Taisus brought a machlekes, what should be the proper brach on sugar. There were Taisus only brought down two, but there were three possibilities. Some people say you make ha'eitz on sugar cane, because the Torah refers to it as eitz. The other people say you make adama, and third is shahakal. We spoke about the Rambam that discusses sucking on the sugar cane and then cooking it and making the crystals. That was all shmooze, but lais ala alacha, we pass can you make a shahakal no matter what. So whether you suck on the sugar cane or whether you eat sugar, we pass can you make a shahakal. Number seven, alacha lamaisa. The mechaber and seven reish gimel sif vav paskins that on zangvo, which is ginger, you make a bar pri adama if it's rotav, if it's moist. But even if it's dry, but you made a dish out of it, which means you mixed it with honey and other stuff, you made a dish out of it, you make a bar pri adama. So there is an exception to this dry rule. As if you take peppercorns, peppercorns are unusual, but ginger, they do that. Ginger, they take slices out of it and they make a dish out of it. So even though it was dried before, you would make a bar pri adama on it. Number eight, the last thing on that flam, and I'm just finished. Well, I'm sorry? Henna ginger would be nice. Yeah. Hadam, I'm sorry, yeah. Number eight, the last thing on lam and vavam beis, daisa, ken chavetz kedei. That's oatmeal. It had honey and kemach. So the Gemara had a machlekes. Which one's the ikar? Which one's the tafel? And the Gemara says we have a klal from Rav and Shmuel. Kol sheish bechamesh saminim mevarach olav bariminim mezaynis. Now Taisus discussed this klal of kol sheish bechamesh saminim. When do we apply this klal? What's the exceptions to this klal? When do we say that flour automatically takes over the mixture and when not? Taisus said one vaday exception is, which the Gemara says later really, is if you put it in ladabik. If it was only put in for as a binding agent, not as food, not as taste, then for sure it doesn't take over, and that for sure doesn't make it into a mezainis, which we said is why we don't make a mezainis on gefilte fish, why we don't make a mezainis on why I don't make a mezainis on licorice, is because it's only a binding agent, therefore it's a shahakal. But it then tells you that a suffix about when you added flour, because it gives sustenance, but it's not really giving any taste, which is what Tyson described as this type of dish you made for sick people with almonds and flour. So that's why it remains a suffix in Shulchan Aruch when you add flour, not really for the food quality, but just for its other qualities, its nutritious value. You add flour, but not because it tastes better, not because it really helps the food as a food. That's a shaila bracha to make on it. If you add flour as a thickening agent, it's a good shaila. That's probably called ladabik. In soups, many soups have quite a bit of flour in it. But it's only to thicken the soup, that's probably called ladabik. That's just to give it more of a thick quality. That's still shahakal or hadam or whatever bracha the soup is. That's the end of Daf Lamed Vav. Daf Lamed Zayin. Okay, we're on a roll. Daf Lamed Zayin, Amud Aleph. Then the Gemara went into this Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel had made two statements. Statement number one is Kol Sheyesh B'Mechamesh Aminim, you make a Bar Minim Zayin, Zalach and Taruvis. And any Taruvis that has Chamesh Aminim in it, it automatically trumps everything else. You make a mezainis. The other statement they made was an exclusive fact of chamesh aminim, that's the only thing you make a mezainis on. Whereas rice, millet, other types of grain, buckwheat, quinoa, you do not make a mezainis. You make a hadama. Those are the two statements that Rav and Shmuel made. We paskin like one of them, and that is that kol sheyesh and taruv is anything that has in the mixture has chamesh aminim. You make a mezainis. Their other statement, which is that the only thing you make a mezainis on is chamesh aminim, not rice, that the Gemara contests. Gemara brings a brisa that says that you make a mezainis from oris and doichin, oris, and one of them is rice and one of them is millet. So machlokes yishayin, which one is which, whether oris is rice or oris is millet. Then Gemara wants to say that's going a little according to Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, who holds you even bench on rice. Then Gemara proves that even according to Rabbanan, you make a mezainis. And it brings down this brisa, which was a very interesting brisa. What was important about this brisa was that the brisa made a distinction between eating a kernel of wheat or rice raw, you make adama, even if you roasted it. Whereas if you made it into bread or into a food, a cookie, you make a mezainis. And likewise on rice, the same thing. If you eat it raw, it's adama. If you cook it, you make a mezainis. But this brought up the question, what's the proper bracha on granola? Being that granola is really the raw kernel, it's just been roasted, but they haven't really changed it. Is it a hadama? And if it's a hadama, then there was a big question about bracha afraid to make. That was today's discussion, and that's how far we got. Please read the rest. When you get to the end, you'll see the sugya that we just have learned, some of us at least, the sugya of chavitza. When you get to Shulchan Aruch, you'll see it's the number 5, the last thing. It ends up being a very, very different sugya than the sugya you see in the Gemara. The Gemara sounds like in the end of Gemara that it does make a difference. Yesh b'kazayis, ein b'kazayis, as long as it has tar lechem, you make a hamaitzi, even if it's cooked. That's when you learn the Gemara, that's what you think is the maskana. But when you get to Shulchan Aruch, the Rishonim have a very different way of learning this Gemara. So please take a look at that, and we can discuss it maybe next time.
Raw rice curry.